It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here you go. Some of the other news we think you should be aware of. 9-year-old girl in Canada called 911 on Saturday. She was not happy. Her parents told her to clean her room.
Well, I wouldn't be happy either. Jeez. So she... Oh, my God.
You are so grounded. Remember, did you ever threaten your parents, you know, I'll call the police?
You know, I never did, but my nephews, they did it a few times, too. They picked up, did the 911 thing, then they'd hang up.
Oh.
But they know if it goes through, and they showed up at the house.
We didn't have 911 growing up.
No.
So my cousin, he did it one time to my Uncle Morgan. Oh, my God. I felt so bad.
Oh, jeez. No, never did that. Wow.
I'll call the cops. You want a reason to?
Oh, jeez. Oh, that time, too, the cops would come out and just, whatever. Go ahead, give them a reason.
Bad move. Didn't work with Uncle Morgan.
That's funny.
Guy shoplifted a foot-long sandwich from a gas station in Florida just a couple of weeks ago. Shoved it down his pants so nobody would see it.
Okay, sure. Why not? Where else do you put a foot-long sub?
Cops just released his picture on Facebook. Hoping to find the guy.
Are you just happy to see me?
Well, that's what they did. They put it on Facebook and all the jokes started, of course.
Of course they did.
Here's the weird thing. He bought the drink. He paid for his drink.
Did he not have money for the sub after that?
I guess not.
Okay. Well.
But just shoved it down his pants, limped out, and then, of course...
Anybody smell vinegar, Bob? Is that just me?
Is that the mustard sandwich you want to eat that's been down your pants?
I know. Well, I guess if it's your sandwich that's down your own pants.
I don't know.
Then you're okay, you know, where people can, you can make fun of your family, but nobody else can.
Oh, I see.
I just said there. So, listen.
Where did you get that sandwich? Just yanked it out of my pants.
It was in my pants. Oh, my God. Listen. Well, Jim and Bettina, I know, speaking of eating, listen, they've recovered 50 dead animals near their home this past year. They put them in the freezer, Mike. They're going to do roadkill venison for Christmas.
Yeah.
Jim says, I know people think it's unusual, but really it just makes sense. Bettina's family, they think I'm a weirdo. Well, okay. Uh-huh. But he doesn't want to see the waste of life and meat. So he says badger tastes very similar to pork. Fox has its own taste. It's not really good, but I'll try to mask it with a little sauce or a jerky.
Uh-huh.
So, they've been storing them in the freezer.
What, reindeer hot dogs?
Yeah, reindeer hot dogs. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Okay.
So, he says he is not going to eat the Czechoslovakian wolf dog I'm not joking.
Okay.
So, And St. Joseph Church in Montreal, Canada. I love this. They have a hipster nativity scene. Mike has a Virgin Mary holding a Starbucks cup. Joseph is snapping a selfie. Got a cow eating gluten-free food. And the three wise men, they're riding Segway scooters, carrying Amazon Prime boxes.
Wow.
This is great. And the creator of this said, you know, we wanted to make it just more of a conversation piece.
Yeah.
Wanted to make it something people could laugh at and have fun with. I think it's great. I would love to see this. I got to pull a picture up. It is Wednesday. That's your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.